Edgar Meyer's Bible Storybook, Troubles on the Way, Numbers chapter 20, verses 14 through 29. For 38 years, the people wandered in the great wilderness. Then Moses planned to lead them to the border of Canaan. He wanted to go through the country of Edom to reach Canaan. The Edomites and the Israelites were somewhat related. They were descendants from the brothers of Jacob and Esau, the Edomites from Esau, and the Israelites from Jacob. Moses wanted to be friendly with these people. From Kadesh, he sent a messenger to the king of Edom, saying, "You know all the trouble that has come to us in Egypt and on our journey through the wilderness. We are now at Kadesh on the edge of your territory. I pray you, let us pass through your country. We will promise to stay on your roads and not go through your fields or vineyards. We will not drink your water." But the king of Edom did not feel friendly towards the Israelites. He was afraid to let so many people go through his country. He sent this message to Moses: "You must not lead your people through Edom. If you try to go through the land, I will bring out my army against you." Moses even promised to pay the king of Edom if he would let the children of Israel go through, but the king refused. So Moses led the people around the city of Edom, south and east and north toward Canaan. On this long, tiresome journey across the bare wilderness and rocky plains, the Israelites came to Mount Hor. Here they camped. God reminded Moses and Aaron that they would never enter Canaan because they had disobeyed him. Then he told Moses,
"Take Aaron and his son Eleazar up on the mountain."
Aaron was now old, an old, old man about to die. God told Moses to take the priestly robes off Aaron and put them on Eleazar. In this way, God chose Eleazar to take his father's place. How proud Aaron must have been of his son! Now he could rest in peace, for Eleazar would do well. And here, Aaron died. When Moses and Eleazar returned to camp, the people saw that Aaron was not with them. They saw Eleazar was wearing his father's priestly robes, and they understood that God had chosen Eleazar to take Aaron's place. They knew Aaron had died on the mountain, and they mourned for him for 30 days.